This is the World of Agriculture. I'm Thierry Gidey with the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. The future of U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement is uncertain as the review process begins July 1st. We will have more right after this.
Rod Stewart.
Will I see you tonight?
A special evening with the icon.
On a downtown train.
A night of hit. After hit. After hit. With special guest Richard Marx. Friday, August 14th, Iowa State Fair Grandstand. Reserve tickets on sale now through iowastatefair.org. Don't miss an electrifying event. Friday, August 14th. Rod Stewart, live.
Mexico and Canada, two of the three USMCA nations, have said they want this collaboration to continue. Unlike U.S. President Donald Trump. President Trump, speaking to reporters at the June G17 meeting in France, seemed unconvinced about continuing this collaboration.
I would rather leave it unsigned. I'd rather have it terminated.
In the same exchange, President Trump made some concession about possibly signing it, yet still expressed pessimism about the agreement's future.
I would prefer not having an agreement, but I'm open to doing it. We'll see what happens.
So as of now, it's just going to stick around for 10 years. You're okay
We're
with
not,
that?
No, it's not sticking around. It'll be terminated. In other
after,
words,
after a decade.
It expires.
Yeah, in a decade.
It expires.
Yeah.
I prefer that. I view it as possibly expiring immediately.
In the first paragraph of the... In the first.
Canada Prime Minister Mark Carney believe that the shift in U.S. trade policy is making it difficult to maintain this agreement.
Tariffs are being put up in a series of areas that are not, they're violations of the agreement. I've called a spade, you might as well. And so there's a question about whether that alignment is still there. Can we really rely ultimately on what's written in the agreement, what's in a dispute settlement mechanism? And that's a very different environment than was there previously.
I'm Thierry Gidey, reporting for the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.